Twilight Imperium, 4th Edition Review, The Epic Galactic 4X Examine. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. It is not a board game you play so much as an event you host. A 4X space opera where you explore a galaxy you build yourself, exploit planets for resources, expand your borders, and exterminate rivals, all wrapped in a rowdy space parliament where votes, trades, and betrayals matter more than dice. The catch is real. It demands a patient group, a long runway, and a willingness to read a rulebook. There is a particular silence that falls over a table about 6 hours into Twilight Imperium. The plastic dreadnoughts are scattered across a galaxy the players themselves assembled, tile by tile, hours ago. Someone is doing arithmetic under their breath. Someone else is offering a trade good they have no intention of honoring. Mechatol Rex, the dead Imperial throne world at the center of everything, has changed hands twice. This is the game working exactly as designed. Fantasy Flight's flagship has worn the crown of biggest board game in the hobby for so long that newcomers can mistake its reputation for hype. It is not hype. Twilight Imperium is genuinely enormous in box, in ambition, in the demands it places on your afternoon, and that scale is the entire point. It is a 4X game, e-explore, e-expand, e-exploit, e-exterminate, translated into cardboard and plastic with a fidelity nothing else attempts. The slow build of an empire, the diplomacy that holds it together, and the wars that tear it apart, all compressed into one unforgettable sitting. The lineage runs deep. Twilight Imperium has been refined across 4 editions and 20 plus years. And the 4th edition, 2017, is the distillation of everything its designers learned, tighter, faster, and more focused than the sprawling 3rd. This review traces that lineage, opens the legendarily heavy box, walks you through how a turn actually breathes, weighs the money against the table time honestly, and tells you exactly who should clear a Saturday for it. Calm down, pour the coffee, and let us begin at the beginning. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Twilight Imperium, and where does it sit in the 4X lineage? Twilight Imperium, 4th edition, is an epic game of galactic conquest for 3 to 6 players, each commanding one of 17 wholly distinct civilizations competing for dominance of a shattered galaxy. You win by being the first to 10 victory points, earned through public and secret objectives. And crucially, those objectives reward a asterisk spread asterisk of activity. Research technology, control planets, spend resources, win battles, hold the center. You cannot simply build the biggest fleet and roll over everyone. The game forces you to be a competent emperor on every front at once. To understand why it matters, you have to understand 4X, the term, e-explore, e-expand, e-exploit, e-exterminate, was coined for grand strategy video games like Asterisk Master of Orion and Civilization. Those games give a single player a galaxy or a world to slowly conquer over dozens of hours. Twilight Imperium's audacious claim, first made in 1997 and refined ever since, is that the entire 4X arc can be delivered around a physical table, with other humans, in one sitting. You explore by laying galaxy tiles into a map that is different every game. You expand by planting infantry on fresh planets. You exploit by spending those planets' resources and influence. And you exterminate, sometimes, through tense, dice-driven space combat. No other tabletop game commits to all 4Xs at this depth. The 4th edition is the lineage's maturest form. Designer Christian T. Peterson, with Dane Beltrami and Corey Konexka, stripped away the 3rd edition's bloat, fiddly subsystems, runaway downtime, and rebuilt the engine around a single elegant idea borrowed from a smaller FFG title, the strategy card. That one change, which we'll unpack shortly, is what turns a potentially shapeless A-tower slog into a game with rhythm, tempo, and forward motion. It is why critics at Polygon and Nerdist have called the 4th edition, flatly, the greatest board game ever made. Why, asymmetric, is the magic word each of the 17 factions has its own special abilities, unique starting fleet and planets, faction-specific technologies, and a one-of-a-kind promissory note. The wormhole-hopping ghosts of Kroos bend the map's geography. The Emirates of Hakan are masters of trade and the only faction that can deal in others' commodities freely. You are not playing the same game in a different color. You are playing a different game that happens to share a board. That asymmetry is the single biggest reason T4 survives 100 plays. What's actually in the big box? The first thing you learn about Twilight Imperium is that the box has asterisk heft, and it earns it. Inside is a genuinely staggering component count built to assemble a different galaxy every session. 51 galaxy tiles, system hexes, home systems, anomalies, planet clusters, plus the central Mechatol Rex. You build the map collaboratively at the start of every game, which means the board is never the same twice. 17 faction sheets and their matching plastic fleets. Hundreds of miniatures spanning fighters, carriers, cruisers, destroyers, dreadnoughts, the colossal war sun, plus infantry, space docks, and PDS turrets in 6-player colors. 8 strategy cards, the 8 roles, leadership, diplomacy, politics, construction, trade, warfare, technology, imperial, that drive the entire turn order and economy. Decks for technology, action cards, agenda cards, objectives, and secret objectives, plus trade good and commodity tokens, command and control tokens, the speaker token, and faction-specific promissory notes. A thick rulebook plus a separate, learn-to-play guide, Fantasy Flight, wisely splits the teaching text from the reference text. With a Board Game Geek complexity weight of 4.27 out of 5, this is one of the heaviest mainstream games in print. But heavy here means broad asterisk, not obtuse. The individual rules are mostly sensible. There are simply a great many systems interlocking at once. Plan an hour to punch and sort the components the first time and understand the dirty secret veterans all share. The base box has no insert worth the name, so storage and setup are the game's real logistical enemy, more on the fix later. Punch and sort before game night, not during it. The single biggest first game time sink is the box itself. Punch every cardboard sheet, separate the plastic by faction and unit type, and sleeve the cards you'll handle most, action cards, agenda cards, the night before. A sorted box turns a 90-minute setup into a 20-minute one, and setup time is time your friends spend losing enthusiasm. How does a game of Twilight Imperium actually flow? This is where the 4th edition's genius lives. A game is a series of rounds, and every round moves through 4 clean phases. 1. Strategy phase. Each player picks one of the 8 strategy cards. The number on that card sets your initiative order for the round, and the card grants a powerful asterisk primary ability only you fully use, plus a weaker asterisk secondary asterisk ability every asterisk other asterisk player can pay to follow. Picking the 1 leadership card makes you go first, but may cost you the technology engine of the 7 technology card. This single choice radiates through everything that follows. It is the metronome that keeps an A-tower game ticking forward instead of stalling. 2. Action phase. In initiative order, players take turns 1 action at a time until everyone has passed. An action is usually activating a system, committing a command token to move your fleet in, build ships, and resolve any combat there. This is the heart of the game, the dogfights, the planetary invasions, the careful tempo of expansion. Space combat is dice-driven. Each ship has a combat value it must roll at or above, but armor, anti-fighter barrage, and faction abilities give you real levers over the odds. 3. Status phase. Bookkeeping with teeth. You score objectives. This is how you actually win. Reveal a new public objective, refresh your cards, and return command tokens. The objectives are the rudder. They tell the whole table what good play means this game and pull everyone toward the center and toward conflict. 4. Agenda phase. This phase unlocks only once a player has taken Mechatol Rex, the throne world. Now the galaxy gets a government. Players debate and vote on agendas, galaxy-wide laws and one-time directives, using the influence value of their planets as ballots. This is the rowdy space parliament, and it is where the knives come out. Alliances forge in the action phase shatter over a single vote. The politics, the combat, and the objective race are not three separate games bolted together. They pull on each other constantly. You wage war to take the planets that give you votes. You trade away those votes for promises of peace. You break those promises to score the objective that wins you the game. The staggering component spread. Hundreds of plastic units, system tiles, cards, and tokens packed into the box. The negotiation is the game. Veterans will tell you the dice are almost a sideshow. As one reviewer described a single session, we had players paying someone for a planet, paying someone not to fight them, paying someone to fight someone else, paying someone for a promissory note, trading commodities for trade goods. It all creates a dynamic interplay that is so quintessentially Twilight Imperium it makes my heart pound just thinking about it. Is it worth the money and the table time? Let us be honest about both costs because they are real. And a single game runs 4 to 8 hours. Fantasy Flight officially quotes 4 hours or more. Board Game Geek users routinely log 5 to 14, and an asterisk first asterisk game with rules teaching will eat your whole day. Now weigh the other side. The per-play math is genuinely kind. One reviewer ran the numbers on his first session honestly. My first game of 4th edition lasted about 7 hours with 5 players. You are not buying a board game's worth of value, you are buying a recurring event. The table time is the harder cost, and I will not soften it. The 8 hours are not the price of admission, the asterisk are the product. The length is what lets an empire genuinely asterisk rise and fall in a single arc, what gives betrayals time to ripen and comebacks room to breathe. If you resent the runtime, you have misunderstood the offer. But if the idea of a planned, all-day strategic saga with friends sounds like a perfect Saturday, and you can reliably field 4+ players who feel the same, then the value proposition is not just good, it is close to unmatched in the hobby. GamesRadar's verdict captures the deal exactly. A game that expects a lot of commitment from you, but the rewards are unbeatable depth, strategy, and fun for players willing to take the plunge. The real cost is logistics, not money before you buy. Solve the human problem first. Can you reliably gather 4 to 6 people who will commit a full day, learn the rules, and stay engaged across multiple sessions? The cardboard is the easy part. The calendar is the hard part. How do you get your group through a first game alive? A first game of Twilight Imperium can be transcendent or it can be a death march. And which one you get is almost entirely down to preparation, not luck. Calm, deliberate setup is the whole secret. A few hard-won principles, pre-read and assign a single teacher. One person should read the Learn to Play book cover to cover beforehand and own the rules at the table. Teaching by committee from a cold rulebook is how first games die at hour 2. The teacher doesn't need to be perfect, just decisive. Use the recommended first game factions. The rulebook flags beginner-friendly factions, the Federation of Sol and the Emirates of Haken, are the classic gentle starts. Steer new players away from the geometry-bending ghosts of Kroos or other rules-exception civilizations until everyone has one game under their belt. Cap the points and announce a clock. Consider playing to 10 points but agreeing a soft time limit. Say, we stop after the round that crosses 6 p.m. and whoever's leading wins. Knowing there's an exit ramp keeps the energy up and prevents the dreaded interminable late game. Teach the strategy cards first and let the objectives steer. If players understand only one system going in, make it the 8 strategy cards, initiative and tempo flow from them. Then point everyone at the public objectives early. They are the map of what to do next and stop new players from drifting aimlessly. Embrace the table talk immediately. New players often sit quietly and just move ships. Nudge them. Every trade, every vote, every don't attack me and I'll owe you one is the game. The earlier your table starts dealing and scheming, the faster they fall in love. Do these 5 things and even a first game finds its rhythm. Skip them and you risk confirming every too long, too complex fear before the game ever gets to show what it can do. A faction sheet, where each of the unique civilizations tracks its signature abilities and starting technologies. Snacks, screens off, and a scorekeeper, 3 small things that punch above their weight. Lay out food before you start so nobody disappears to make a sandwich during their own turn. Ask everyone to put phones away during others' actions to keep the pace tight. And appoint one person to track the score and the round count out loud. An A-tower game lives or dies on momentum. What about the prophecy of King's expansion and accessories? Two purchases turn a great game into the definitive one, and they are, in order of priority, an organizer and the big expansion. It bundles 7 new factions, bringing the base roster to 24 before any codex content, pushing the table count up to 8 players with 2 new colors. But the deeper additions are mechanical. Leaders give every faction 3 named characters, an agent, a commander, and a hero, each a once-per-game or recurring ability that makes your civilization feel even more distinct. Mechs add a powerful, faction-unique ground unit to every army, and a brand new exploration system seeds the planets and the void with discoveries, including fragments you combine into game-changing relics, finally rewarding the explore of 4X with tangible payoffs. 40 new system and hyperlane tiles round it out. Shelfside's verdict is blunt. T4 is already an amazing game, a 10-10 game, and if you want to jump in a heavier direction, Poke is a 10-10 too. Add the runtime cost is modest relative to what it deepens most groups. Once they've played with it, never go back. The organizer is arguably the more urgent buy. The base box's lack of a usable insert is its one genuine design failure, and it directly attacks the game's biggest weakness, setup and teardown time. A purpose-built insert like the folded space organizer, which accommodates the base game asterisk and expansions in one footprint, collapses a chaotic 90-minute setup into roughly 20 minutes of pulling labeled trays. For a game whose enemy is the clock, that is not an accessory, it is a force multiplier. My recommended path: buy the base game, buy an organizer immediately, play 3 or 4 times to internalize the core, then add Prophecy of Kings once the group is hooked. Bolting the expansion on for a literal first game only deepens the rules cliff. The enormous Twilight Imperium, 4th edition box, a centerpiece for any board gamer's shelf. Why Leaders and Mechs land so well, the expansion's best trick is making each faction even more itself. As Shelfside put it, the new units and characters give you more crucial decisions, and when you got something big that relates to your faction specifically, it feels all the more thematic and satisfying. That's the design thesis of the whole game, asymmetry as identity, turned up a notch. So who is Twilight Imperium actually for? Twilight Imperium is for a specific person, and pretending otherwise does no one a favor. It is for the player who asterisk wants the all-day saga, who hears 8 hours and thinks, finally, rather than absolutely not. It is for groups that prize negotiation, table talk, alliances, and betrayal as much as tactics, because the diplomacy is at least half the game. It is for people who find joy in asymmetry and replayability, who will happily learn a new faction's puzzle from scratch 12 times over. And it is for hosts, the friend who organizes, who reads rules, who clears the calendar and lays out the snacks. Every great tea group has one. It is not for everyone, and that's fine. If your group can rarely seat more than 3, the game works but loses some of its political electricity. It sings at 5 or 6. If you bounce off heavy rules or long downtime between turns, the 4.27 weight will frustrate you. If you want a game you can pull out on a random weeknight and finish before bed, this is structurally the wrong purchase. Buy a sharp 2-hour euro instead. And if your table can't commit to playing it more than once, the per-hour value math collapses. The magic compounds over repeat plays as everyone internalizes the systems and the politics deepen. But for the right table, patient, social, scheduling capable, hungry for scale, there is genuinely nothing else like it. It is the closest the hobby has come to bottling a grand strategy campaign into a single, unforgettable day. As Meeple Mountain's reviewer summed up after the dust settled, of all the games I've played, Twilight Imperium is, far and away, the most discussed and argued over after each session. That is the whole promise in one line. The stories it generates outlive the 8 hours by years. The one question test, ask yourself honestly. Can I gather 4 to 6 friends who will happily commit a full day to one game more than once? If the answer is yes, buy it without hesitation. It will become the centerpiece of your collection. If the answer is no, admire it from afar and spend your money on something your group will actually table. Final verdict. Twilight Imperium. Fourth edition is not a board game so much as a recurring event, and judged on those terms, it is one of the finest things the hobby has ever produced. It delivers the full 4X arc: explore, expand, exploit, exterminate, around a physical table with a fidelity nothing else attempts. A galaxy you build yourself, 17 civilizations that each play like a different game, dice-driven war, and a space parliament where the real blood is spilled over votes and broken promises. The 4th edition's strategy card engine is what makes the 8 hours sing rather than sag, giving the marathon genuine rhythm. Buy an organizer the same day you buy the game. It's the single best dollar for time upgrade you can make. Add Prophecy of Kings once your group is hooked, and you'll own the definitive version. The one prerequisite the box can't supply is people. Gather 4 to 6 friends who'll happily lose a Saturday to a galaxy more than once, and Twilight Imperium becomes the centerpiece of your collection and the source of stories you'll retell for years. If you can field that table, the 8-Tower Galactic Epic is absolutely worth it. Rating: 9.510 for the right group, a respectful pass for everyone else. Frequently asked questions: how long does a game of Twilight Imperium actually take? Plan for a full day. Fantasy Flight quotes 4 hours or more, experienced groups average 5 to 8 hours, and a first game with rules teaching can run 8 to 10. The length is intentional. It's what lets an empire genuinely rise and fall in one sitting. But it means T4 is an event you schedule, not a game you spontaneously pull out. How many players do you need, and what's the ideal count? The base game supports 3 to 6 players. Prophecy of Kings extends it to 8. It works at 3 but truly sings at 5 or 6, where the politics, alliances, and table talk reach full intensity. 4 is a comfortable, slightly faster sweet spot for many groups. How much does Twilight Imperium cost? Budget for an organizer 2, it's the highest value accessory. Is Twilight Imperium 2 complicated for beginners? It's genuinely heavy, a 4.275 on Board Game Geek's complexity scale. But the individual rules are mostly logical, there are just many of them. With one prepared teacher, beginner-friendly factions, Saul or Haken, and the included learn-to-play guide, a group new to heavy games can absolutely get through a first session. It is not a starter game, but it is learnable. Do I need the Prophecy of Kings expansion? Not to start, but you'll likely want it. The base game is complete and excellent on its own. Veterans near universally consider Prophecy of Kings the game's definitive form thanks to leaders, mechs, and exploration. The recommended path: play the base game several times first, then add the expansion once your group is hooked. Don't bolt it on for a literal first game. What does the Prophecy of Kings expansion add? 7 new factions, 24 total. Support for up to 8 players, faction leaders, an agent, commander, and hero each, powerful faction-unique mech ground units, a brand new exploration system that seeds planets and space with discoveries and combinable relics, and 40 new system and hyperlane tiles. Why does everyone say you need an organizer? Because the base box ships with no usable insert, and setup teardown is the game's biggest practical friction. A purpose-built organizer, like the folded space tray, cuts a chaotic 90-minute setup down to about 20 minutes of pulling labeled trays, which directly increases how often an A-Tower game actually makes it to the table. Is Twilight Imperium a war game or a negotiation game? Both, and that's the point. There is dice-driven space combat, but veterans will tell you the negotiation, trading, and political voting are at least half the experience. You win by scoring a spread of objectives, which forces diplomacy and deal-making alongside, and often instead of, open warfare. How do you win? First player to 10 victory points wins. Points come from completing public and secret objectives that reward a variety of activity, controlling planets, researching technology, spending resources, winning battles, and holding the central throne world Mechatol Rex. You cannot win on military alone. You must be a competent emperor across every system. What makes the fourth edition better than the third? The fourth edition streamlines the sprawling third by rebuilding the engine around strategy cards, which govern turn order and the economy, and keep the long game moving with rhythm and tempo. It trims fiddly subsystems and runaway downtime, producing a tighter, more focused, and faster experience, widely regarded as the best version of the game ever made. Can you play Twilight Imperium with just two players? Not really. The base game is designed for 3 to 6, and a great deal of its identity comes from multiplayer politics, alliances, and the rowdy voting phase. With 2, it loses the diplomacy that makes it special. If you want a similar feel for 2, look elsewhere. T4 is fundamentally a group experience. Is Twilight Imperium worth the price and time? For the right group, emphatically yes. The honest prerequisite is a patient, social group of 4+ who can commit a full day more than once. If you can field that, nothing on the market matches it. If you can't, admire it from afar.